Oh my God, so sorry. Hey guys, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. I'm Dia, and this is my show, Intergalactic Frequencies. You were just listening to Biggest Part of Me by Ambrosia. Great song. Sorry to cut that short, but it is 1 p.m., and it is time to get a little bit intergalactic. It's Intergalactic Frequencies. So, yes, today... crazy mix of music today, pretty random, TBH, not really a cohesive theme, but I'll talk a little bit more about it after this PSA.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
So if you guys didn't know, today is the last farmer's market of the semester. Very sad, but it's popping off right now. The Maryland Men's Choir is actually performing currently, which is pretty cool. I only got to see one song, but like they were singing in Italian, I think? Latin? I have no idea, but I was impressed, TBH. So yeah, and I got a nice little chocolate croissant from Ravenhook Bakery. Love the farmer's market. It's real busy because it's the last day. Lou has got some awesome plants for sale. So check it out if you have the time. It's going until 3. But yeah, I guess... So the first... Okay, I mean, for all my loyal listeners who love to tune into my show every single week and know what I'm talking about all the time, you guys know that last week I played a bunch of... George Clanton, because I was going to see George Clanton on Thursday. Yes, on Thursday. So, funny story, I didn't even get to see George Clanton. It was heartbreaking. I'm not going to get into all the details because it was frankly so embarrassing, like truly so embarrassing. But long story short, I essentially got kicked out of Black Hat. Yikes, potentially blacklisted. We don't know about that. But... then my awesome girlfriend bought us tickets to see him in New York, which, crazy, she's insane, but so, so kind and awesome. So then we went to New York on Saturday, and I saw George Clanton at Webster Hall, and it was insane. And it was also my first time in New York, which, crazy, I know, but I had a blast, and his show was so, so, so much fun. And guys, like, his encore was Bleed Alternate. Like, he did that for me. He literally did that for me. Like, he knew I was there. He knew that was my favorite song, and he literally played it for me. So thank you, George. Love you to death. And he had this, like, crazy outfit on. I literally do not know what he was dressed up as, but it was wild. Anyway, it was an amazing show. I can't wait to see him again. I love him so much. And he played Everything Blue, and that was like, it was really, really, really good live. I wasn't expecting it to be that good live. So I'm going to start today's show off with Everything Blue from TV Girl and George Clanton's album Follennium. You just heard Haiti by Arcade Fire, and before that was Everything Blue by George Clanton and TV Girl from the little collab album. Next up, switching vibes quite a bit. Didn't really have a good idea for today's show, just because, you know, it's the last week of classes, things are crazy right now, so much going on. But I was talking to my English professor this morning, and he was asking me about my show. And then he was saying that his, like, desert island album is The Raincoats, their first album, self-titled. And I was like, I love The Raincoats. Let me play them on my show. Like, hey, like, I don't really know what to be playing. Might as well play them. So, yeah, next up are two songs, two of my two favorite songs from their first album. First up is Lola, and then I'll play In Love. Hope you guys enjoy.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where they drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, Lola, hello, hello, Lola, la, 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 Lola. I'm not the world's most physical guy, but when she squeezed me tight, she almost broke my spine. I'm a Lola, la, 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 la.
Those were two songs from The Raincoats. Love them. So much fun. And I love how that's my professor's Desert Island album. I love that. So shout out Mark, great English professor. If you guys want to take Writing for the Humanities, he's awesome. And next up again, this is another song of his recommendation. Well, because we were talking about my journal article for class, and I'm writing all about queerness and gender fluidity in Hindu mythology. And then we were talking about spiritual jazz and Alice Coltrane. So this next song really meshes all of that together. This is Shivaloka featuring Pharoah Sanders from Alice Coltrane's album Journey in Satchidananda. Satchidananda. There we go. Hope you guys enjoy this one. Thank you. That was beautiful. Very much an intergalactic frequencies song. Like, it was just so like sparkly and spacey. I love that. I love that. All right. So next up, we're almost like the halfway point of the show. And I think for the rest of the hour, I'm going to be playing some nice 70s songs. I'm in like a film history class about the 70s, and we had to watch American Hustle last night, and the soundtrack was awesome, like really, really good soundtrack. And yeah, I was just in the mood for some 70s music, so I'm gonna be playing some Clash, Led Zeppelin, and then a great song from Wings. That was in the American Hustle soundtrack. So yeah, first up, we'll do two songs off the Clash's album, London Calling. Amazing, amazing album. First up is Lost in the Supermarket.
Police walked in for Jimmy Jazz. I said he ain't here, but he sure went past. Oh, you're looking for Jimmy Jazz. Yeah, they said, strapped to my Sagana for Jimmy Dredd. Cut off his gears and chop off his head. Police come look.
That was Jimmy Jazz from The Clash, and before that was Lost in the Supermarket. Both those songs are from their album London Calling. Forgot how good of an album that was. I remember listening to it in like high school, and I think I was listening to it just like, you know, impress some boy. But like 2 weeks ago, like I re-listened to the whole thing. And I was like, wow, this album is so good, especially Lost in the Supermarket. Like, that song is so, I love that song. It's really good. Okay, moving on from The Clash, next up we're going to listen to some Led Zeppelin. The first song I'm going to play is Dazed and Confused, because, guys, we're like, forgetting, like, it's Dazed and Confused. Like, this is the last week. Oh my god, this is the last week of classes. Like, I don't know if y'all have seen Dazed and Confused, but it takes place on the last day of school before summer. And it's like high school, obviously. But love that movie. Such a summer movie. Because, yeah, it's going to be... We're so close, guys. We are so close. So hopefully you listen to this song. And remember that it's about to be a lit summer. So, yeah. Hope y'all enjoy this one. Mm-hmm.
for so long, it's not true. One did a woman never bargain for you? Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created for love.
Yeah.
So I was just reading a little bit about that song, and yeah, the movie Dazed and Confused, Richard Linklater's coming of age classic, was named after like this song. Didn't know that. Learned something new every day. Also learned that this isn't like a Dazed and Confused isn't a Led Zeppelin original. It was actually written by Jake Holmes, and then Led Zeppelin recorded it. Jake Holmes wrote it in like I think 1967, and then Led Zeppelin recorded it in 1969. Didn't give Holmes any credit, and then he like sued them in like 2010. I don't know if he won, but I think that's interesting that it's not even like an OG. But I don't know. I haven't listened to Jake Holmes' version, but it's a really, really good song. Anyway, next is my all-time favorite Led Zeppelin song ever. So good. I like don't let myself listen to it too much because I love it so much, and like it's just so special, and like every time I do listen to it, I'm like, like it's so good. So I hope you guys love it as much as I do. This is Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin.
Tell me that you didn't mean me no good. fell like rain.
That was Since I've Been Loving You by Led Zeppelin. And like, come on, like truly one of the greatest songs. Like it is so good, so good. All right, the last song I'm going to play for y'all today is a song that was in the soundtrack of the movie I watched last night, American Hustle. Live and Let Die by Wings. But in the movie, the song is, it's like when Jennifer Lawrence is like lip syncing and like she has this like crazy scene. But the scene was originally like Jennifer Lawrence like lip syncing the entire song. And it's honestly, I'm not even a Jennifer Lawrence fan. I honestly don't like her that much. I don't think she's the greatest actress, but like she performs in that scene. But they cut it to like literally like less than 20 seconds, like from like a 5-minute scene. But yeah, this is just an awesome song. Live and Let Die. It's great. And yeah, I'm going to leave you guys with this one.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever changed, world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Thank you.
if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry. Say, live and let die.
That was Live and Let Die by Wings. Fun, punchy one to finish up today's show. I don't think this is my last show this semester. I think I'm still going to do my show next week. So y'all aren't rid of me yet. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. This was Intergalactic Frequencies on WMUC FM College Park. I'm Dia. I'll be here next week, same time, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., and I hope you guys enjoyed today's lovely weather. I think it might be raining the next couple days, potentially. I hope not, because I need the sun. But yeah, have a great week. I'll see y'all next week.